Right now on VFN TV, we're going to discuss how the United Nations has been rigged, that God has busted that up when a Halley's Comet, Nikki Haley, the ambassador of the United Nations, has been assigned by President Trump, changing everything, and how a literally ambush took place at the United Nations. And we're going to go find out how those in business, VFNKB businesses that are reaching out in their community, not only making money, but impacting the community. Join us right now on VFN TV.
Let's just all hope that Donald Trump is a good president of the United States. He's our president, and we need this country to be run well.
For the Spirit of God says, yes, he may have hot blood, but he will bring the walls of protection on this country in a greater way.
We've achieved a record reduction in illegal immigration. Did you see it at the southern border? 75%.
It shall come to pass that the man that I place in the highest office shall go in whispering my name. But God said when he enters into the office, he will be shouting out by the power of the Spirit, for I shall fill him with my Spirit when he goes into office, and there will be a praying man in the highest seat in your land.
Well, Donald Trump has expressed to the committee, the faith-based committee that he has expanded on, that when he, by the time he leaves office, he wants to be remembered as the most praying president in history.
We invite all Americans to join us as we continue to pray for those who have lost family members and friends, and for those who are suffering from this great crisis. We're going to be signing a day of prayer.
Mr. President, I think it goes without saying that at a moment like this, we all come together as Americans. We all bow to Almighty God. We ask for his grace and his mercy over those who are affected. And most of all, Mr. President, we thank you for acknowledging that ultimately it is God who is the source of our unity as Americans. And I thank you for issuing this proclamation. Thank you.
It's been called the most evangelical cabinet in history. Men and women who don't mince words when it comes to where they stand on God and the Bible.
Has this been done before in a cabinet formally?
I don't think there's been a cabinet Bible study in America in at least 100 years.
It is time for you to receive the knowledge of the glory working in you and through you, so that everywhere you go, you walk with the glory of God, because you are the glory of God.
You know, the last day's language of the Holy Spirit is dreams. He said, well, it was just a dream. What do you mean, just a dream? Who knows what angels had to fight through to break into your world? To give you their thoughts, and you just say, it's just a dream. I think the church needs to stop saying, it's just a dream.
If the righteous many do not confront the wicked few, then evil will triumph.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, your host, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. We're going to be talking about the United Nations in just a moment, but I wanted to tell you, we also have coming up is two prophetic encounters where God says he's going to deal with injustices that took place, specifically things that may have happened in your past or the past that you think everybody's forgotten about. God knows about it, and he's going to deal justly with it. And when justice comes down, when the justice is served on the evildoer, great provision is going to be released. We'll be talking about it in the program. But first, we want to talk about the United Nations. When you think about the United Nations, so often people just put it in some block or some square peg, square hole. What does it mean to it? This is what it means. World War II happened. The whole world was at war. Hitler was persecuting people all over the world, including persecuting the Jews, wanted to eliminate the Jews from the face of the earth. The answer to that was a plan that started under Woodrow Wilson, but, you know, anyway. And he tried to produce the, after World War One, you know, the United Nations, and everybody kind of turned it down, the League of Nations. But eventually it came out in World War, after World War II, we've got to get together as nations and prevent these lunatics basically from starting wars like Hitler did. Well, the whole point was to be able to prevent those kind of things from taking place, not to take over the world, but to be able to discuss, like our president said when he was, President Trump said when he was at the United Nations, so that you can have a good country and we can have a good country and you can have a good country, not for the United Nations to rule the world. Well, it's been rigged. The United Nations has been rigged up to this day. It's been rigged against Israel. It's been rigged against what God would have for the world and have for the nation. But I'll tell you who's busting that up, that prophetic word about President Trump being a bulldozer. It's not just him. It's actually Haley's comet. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley, that's assigned to the United Nations, is saying we're going to deal with this thing and we're going to straighten it out. But first, I want you to see how rigged it is. What it is like this. They take votes. You know, whoever gets the most votes wins. So if they decide they want to be able to, you know, persecute Israel, they take a vote, or not persecute, basically allow persecution and don't call it persecution. They'll take a vote and say, well, is that persecution or not persecution? And if the majority says it's not persecution, then that's what they'll say. The United Nations official word will be, this is not wrong. Well, that actually has happened over and over again because there's an unstoppable voting block made up of communist nations and made up of Islamic nations that are against Israel and the future of Israel. But guess what? Oh, it's exciting. I can't wait to tell you. But first, I want you to see this unstoppable voting block so you can understand. Every time you show up to take a test, you always fail the test if you're a student and your name is Israel, because they've been against Israel. But they're busting that thing up. But first, let's look at the unstoppable voting block and how it came to pass. Check it out.
No matter how you feel about the United Nations, it's the one place on planet Earth where nations get together and attempt to speak with one voice. That's why their resolutions can make a big difference. So when people all around the world see that approximately 40% of the UN Human Rights Council resolutions were against just one country, most of us would assume that country must be a really bad place. Perhaps ruled by, oh, say, a genocidal dictator who kills his own people, or maybe a tyrant continually threatening to annihilate another country. But actually, the country that has been condemned more times than every repressive country on Earth combined is a democracy. The only viable democracy in the Middle East, Israel. And with these repeated resolutions against Israel, it's easy to see why so many in the international community perceive Israel as a major cause of world problems. But are all these resolutions really justified? Because whether or not you agree with how Israel is handling its many challenges, when you do a basic comparison, like the number of deaths Israel is responsible for with the number of condemnations they've received, and then make that same comparison with other countries, it paints a surprising picture of a possible double standard. What could explain the enormous imbalance? Quick history lesson. In 1975, Cuba needed to gather support in order to take down the biggest democratic superpower dominating the global schoolyard, the United States. Seeing how the UN was mostly controlled by the democratic superpowers, Cuba, along with other communist nations, finally found a way to even the playing field, because it just so happened that, at the same time, a number of Muslim countries were looking for new, creative ways to gang up on Israel. So the communists realized that by joining the Muslims' anti-Israel coalition, they could create an unstoppable voting bloc inside the UN. Because with every resolution they passed against Israel, they simultaneously discredited Israel's ally, the United States. So in 1975, the newfound communist Muslim voting bloc spearheaded the passing of a UN resolution that officially stated, Zionism is a form of racism. Yes, Zionism. The movement trying to find ways to protect Jews from racism was redefined as racism, which is kind of like saying the civil rights movement is racism and Martin Luther King is a racist. This is why resolution after resolution after resolution against Israel from 1975 until this day easily passes through the UN.
It's amazing, isn't it? That's how it's been up to this day. The original purpose of it was to be able to prevent these kind of things from taking place. Israel's been attacked again and again. Israel is a peaceful nation. They defend themselves. They never are aggressive. They always defend themselves. Think about Israel. Israel's widest point is like 70 miles wide. That's how small Israel is. You got to defend yourself. And we've talked about that plenty of times. Well, think about it. When President Donald Trump became president, the prophetic word over him, and we'll have this in the next program, there's a prophecy a commander-in-chief prophecy called the Trump prophecies. We'll be talking about, you know, what is God saying about this particular presidency and where it's going. But he put Nikki Haley, Ambassador Nikki Haley, who used to be the governor of the Carolinas, into the United Nations. And she came in there boldly as a believer, boldly as an American, boldly in standing with Israel and began to set things right. And this leads up to what we're going to tell you in a moment, how this ambush, this literal, not ambush, but literally somebody showed up in the middle of the unstoppable voting block. His name is Youssef. He showed up and he told the truth and it shocked them all. But it began with President Donald Trump appointing Nikki Haley, and Nikki Haley saying this. Check it out.
Good morning. First of all, as this is the first time I have dealt with this press corps, I just want to say that I hope that we can have a lot more conversations and continue to do these types of things. But I'll ask that I will respect you if you'll respect me. So as we develop this relationship, we'll see how it goes. So the first thing I want to do is talk about what we just saw in there. The Security Council just finished its regular monthly meeting on Middle East issues. It's the first meeting like that that I've attended, and I have to say it was a bit strange. The Security Council is supposed to discuss how to maintain international peace and security. But at our meeting on the Middle East, the discussion was not about Hezbollah's illegal buildup of rockets in Lebanon. It was not about the money and weapons Iran provides to terrorists. It was not about how we defeat ISIS. It was not about how we hold Bashar al-Assad accountable for the slaughter of hundreds and thousands of civilians. No. Instead, the meeting focused on criticizing Israel, the one true democracy in the Middle East. I am new around here, but I understand that's how the council has operated month after month for decades. I'm here to say the United States will not turn a blind eye to this anymore. I'm here to underscore the ironclad support of the United States for Israel. I'm here to emphasize the United States is determined to stand up to the UN's anti-Israel bias. We will never repeat the terrible mistake of Resolution 2334 and allow one-sided Security Council resolutions to condemn Israel. Instead, we will push for action on the real threats we face in the Middle East. We stand for peace. We support a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that is negotiated directly between the two parties, as President Trump reiterated in his meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu yesterday. The outrageously biased resolutions from the Security Council and the General Assembly only make peace harder to attain by discouraging one of the parties from going to the negotiating table. Incredibly, the UN Department of Political Affairs has an entire division devoted to Palestinian affairs. Imagine that. There is no division devoted to illegal missile launches from North Korea. There is no division devoted to the world's number one state sponsor of terror, Iran. The prejudiced approach to Israeli-Palestinian issues does the peace process no favors, and it bears no relationship to the reality of the world around us. The double standards are breathtaking. Just a few days ago, the United States sought, unsuccessfully, to have the Security Council condemn a terrorist attack to Israel, where the terrorists opened fire on people waiting for a bus and then stabbed others. The Security Council would not hesitate to condemn an attack like that in any other country, but not for Israel. The statement was blocked, and that's downright shameful. Israel exists in a region where others call for its complete destruction. And in a world where anti-Semitism is on the rise, these are threats that we should discuss at the United Nations as we continue working toward a comprehensive agreement that would end the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But outside of the UN, there is some good news. Israel's place in the world is changing. Israel is building up new diplomatic relationships. More and more countries recognize how much Israel contributes to the world. They are recognizing that Israel is a beacon of stability in a troubled region, and that Israel is at the forefront of innovation, entrepreneurship, and technological discovery. It is the UN's anti-Israel bias that is long overdue for change. The United States will not hesitate to speak out against these biases in defense of our friend and ally, Israel.
This is setting the pace. Literally, the bias against Israel. And when you're against Israel, you're against America, because if you look at history, when God wants to discipline a nation, he has its leaders turn against Israel. Why? Because he says, I will punish I will bless every nation that blesses you, and I'll curse every nation that curses you. You can find out where you're going with your nation when you find out how your leaders treat Israel. Where our last leader was literally, we talk about that over and over again. As a matter of fact, I want you to see this. This is called Angry Birds. We call it angry because it was how our president prior to this administration treated Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, how he treated Israel. And he had this anger for some reason towards the Jews and towards the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And we're going to see this, and I'll tell you a little bit more. Take a look.
You know, you said the other day to Jeffrey Goldberg in an interview that you plan to be around 20 years from now. Yeah. Therefore, you'll feel responsible if Iran gets nuclear by then. And I just realized perhaps you plan to be many years more around, if only to postpone the moment that Bibi comes speak at the funeral.
That was one of my better jokes.
You enjoyed the punch, did you?
That was a good joke.
You know, can we skip the part in which you tell me there's nothing personal between you two?
Yeah, you know, I will tell you this. I, when I'm with Bibi, we have good conversations. They're tough. They're forceful. We disagree. But I enjoy jousting with him.
Did you enjoy the meeting? You remember the meeting 4 years ago here at the White House when he took the time to speak about some chapters in Jewish history? I could see your jaws locked.
Oh, no. I think I was probably just hungry and waiting for lunch. There's no doubt that Prime Minister Netanyahu and I come from different political traditions and have different orientations.
Well, you're obviously looking at the anger that's there, but Haley's comet has come to the United Nations, and President Trump has come to the leadership of America. And instantly, as soon as he became president, he made a phone call to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and said that instantly it was resolved. Now, after this break, I want you to see this right here. This is actually Musab Youssef. Imagine, you know, if you're our leader of a country and your son, you know, who is with you all the way, knows everything about what's going on, finds out everything you're doing is evil, everything you're doing is against the people that you're leading. Well, this happened to the Palestinian people because the leadership they have called Hamas, they didn't get voted in the way we vote in people. Like the majority of America voted in President Donald Trump. Well, you think about that. Well, that didn't happen in the Palestinian people. Hamas reportedly just pushed their way in and took over. Well, guess what? The leader of Hamas's son is Youssef. And he not only got pulled out of that, but he found Jesus, man. He made he's a believer in Jesus Christ, and he sees the evils going on, and he's the one that ambushed United Nations. And imagine being in the middle of that unstoppable voting block. You're in a room of people who always say no to Israel and yes to communism, yes to Islam, and always says no to Israel. But in the middle of all that, because they're thinking it's an unstoppable, you can't stop us, all of a sudden, Youssef shows up in the middle of it and starts speaking truth. And you're going to see the shock on their faces. This is so refreshing to see where the UN is being forced to be an honest broker when it comes to the nations. Join us after the break. We're going to show that to you.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store and or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Can you imagine, John, the shock that we were talking about the early part of this program? You're in the United Nations. You've been getting your way for a long time. You've been lying through your teeth.
Lying
continually, thousands of lies against Israel.
Accusations.
Against the original tent, right,
yeah,
of the United Nations. You remember Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking at the United Nations?
Oh, yeah. And that stare, how long did that stare last?
It was like an hour.
Seemed like eternity.
He actually took and he looked to every single nation because all the nations gathered there.
What a leader.
Well, it was like a rebuke from the Lord, you know, saying Israel's coming in saying, listen, what's your problem? We've been treating you well.
That's right.
And so here we are to this day where now we have a president who is friends with Israel. So there's never been a bigger supporter of Israel than President Trump and his family.
Yeah,
his team.
Maybe since Harry Truman, you know.
Well, that was a quote from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is. And so you see the things are shifting. But if you have an unstoppable voting block, in other words, every time you carry your test to the teacher, you fail because they have the whole school rigged against you. They're not worried about anything you say because it's the number of votes. But guess what? You're going to see at the United Nations where this crew that's in the unstoppable voting block, they're fixing to vote against Israel again. This particular man, you're seeing his book, right? He has a book right now called Son of Hamas. And the reason why he's got a book, his name is Masab Youssef. The reason why his book's called Son of Hamas, he is the son of one of the leaders of the government of the Palestinian people, a government that forced their way in. They didn't vote him in. These are the ones that were firing rockets up into the southern parts of Israel. And
from the Gaza Strip.
The Gaza Strip, and the ones that were promoting, naming streets after people that have killed Jews.
Putting children in front of rocket launchers in hopes that when Israel would retaliate and defend themselves, they would actually hit children.
We actually showed you that on VFN TV, where other secular reporters, they were too scared. They were right on a balcony to be able to point their cameras
and
right
they
there.
Would not point
because
their
it would have cost them to do that. Yeah. And that's been prophetic. But listen, I mean, God saw that.
That's
you know.
Right.
And so not only he has a book called The Son of Hamas, it's a great book, I encourage you to read it. But in his journey from being the son of the evil government leader, he finds this out over time. You know, it takes a while for you to find out that your dad's Lucifer. Right? No, it's fine to find. And so when he does, he literally comes out. And there's a whole movie about his journey called The Green Prince.
Yeah.
He spoke at the Jerusalem Post. If you think of the son of the enemy of you, speaks at the Jerusalem Post. And it was amazing. They even gave him a name tag, Green Prince, son of Hamas.
Yeah.
And he comes in and he's just a beautiful person. I have so much respect for him because he's not against anything. He is actually for. He is for what's right.
Yeah.
He's for everyone. He's for the people to make it, not for evil people to treat people evilly. As a matter of fact, I want you to take this little movie trailer to The Green Prince so you can get a little understanding of who he is. Take a look.
This is my chance to be a hero for the sake of the nation. But Allah had other plans for me. We had the right to make the other side feel our pain.
Recruiting is an art, a very difficult art. You need to make him betray his own people.
He asked me, would you work for us? To collaborate with Israel is the most shameful thing.
The first day handling him was the first day of the end of my career. We called him the Green Prince.
My father was the top Hamas leader in the West Bank. He had no clue what I was doing.
It's like recruiting the son of the Israeli Prime Minister.
Deep in my heart, I was really terrified.
A good source needs to be with you, not against you.
You are a target, and you can get killed anytime.
I really felt responsible for Mossad, as a source and as a human being.
I was on my own.
He was in a real trouble.
I start to realize that people are dying because of this lie.
This is a big game.
No one else knows about you. You will start to lose your sense of reality.
He's not just a source. He was there for us all the time.
That kind of bond is impossible to break.
Al-Qaeda immediately issued a death sentence for him.
Go underground. Don't come back, ever. I am not who you think I am.
So this is who we're talking about. I want you to get a good amount. You can find that on Prime, Amazon Prime, probably get it on Netflix, go to your local store and buy it. Buy his book. It's an amazing book. I got a chance to read it when I was on a sabbatical, and I was just like, I love this guy. How many people, John, just don't stand up for what they believe in? Allow people to be ran over, and he sees this injustice.
He risked his life.
He still is. And so he walks in the middle of this unstoppable voting bloc, all these people that are always against Israel, and they're speaking this junk about Palestinian people that's not true, and the Hamas thing about them, because you know obviously God loves the Palestinian people, but it's governmental people.
Yeah,
and he's right in the middle of them, and he's to their surprise, and watch their faces, because the unstoppable voting bloc starts looking at Youssef, and he boldly tells the truth about what's going on. Let's join him now at the United Nations.
Israel, the occupying power, continues with its colonial policy and its daily violations. It continues to abuse, to arbitrarily detain, to carry out ethnic cleansing, steal land and natural resources, uproot trees, steal money, Israeli activity to Judaize Jerusalem, demolition of homes, confiscation of land and property, spoiling of natural resources.
Racist violations perpetrated by Israel.
Israel continues to commit various forms of human rights violations in Palestine.
Israel, the occupying power, is advancing in its efforts of mass colonization and continued apartheid. Put an end to this colonialist regime.
Apartheid, atrocities, and massive destruction inflicted on the Palestinian people.
War crimes, crimes against humanity, ethnic cleansing, and state terror.
Thank you, United Nations Watch.
Shukran Sayyid Rais. I take the floor on behalf of the UN Watch. My name is Mus'ab Hassan Youssef. I grew up in Ramallah as a member of Hamas. I address the words to the Palestinian Authority, which claims to be the sole legitimate representative of the Palestinian people. I ask, where does your legitimacy come from? The Palestinian people did not elect you, and they did not appoint you to represent them. You are self-appointed. Your accountability is not to your own people. This is evidenced by your own total violation for their human rights. In fact, the Palestinian individual and their human development is the least of your concerns. You kidnap Palestinian students from campus and torture them in your jails. You torture your political rivals. The suffering of the Palestinian people is the outcome of your selfish political interest. You are the greatest enemy of the Palestinian people. If Israel did not exist, you would have no one to blame. Take responsibility for the outcome of your own actions. You fan the flames of conflict to maintain your abusive power. Finally, you use this platform to mislead the international community, to mislead the Palestinian society, to believe that Israel is responsible for the problems you create. Thank you.
Totally truth.
Awesome.
I'm so proud of him. I'm so grateful for him and his, you know, just being honest. And he's, and you hear his voice saying, I care about the Palestinian people. You don't care about the Palestinian
That's right.
people. If you didn't have Israel to blame, you would have nobody to blame. You made this whole thing up. I mean, he knows he's actually the son of Hamas. Literally, his dad is in the leadership of this government. And that's how he knows. Did you see their faces when they're going like,
stunned, shocked? Who is this guy?
You're looking at truth. You're looking at truth just invading lies. Lies and lies and lies and lies and lies. And all of a sudden, they were so shocked. They didn't think truth would ever come.
In the midst of all these countries that are actually doing atrocities, like Venezuela and Iran and North Korea,
all those different ones. Venezuela. And so you're looking at, that was just what truth just invaded. But that came because of prayer. It came because of God obviously responding to prayer. It came because America said we want President Donald Trump to be our president. It came because our president is a friend with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The angry bird season is over. We're friends of Israel. We're going to defend Israel. And it came because President Donald Trump put Haley's Comet, U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, in leadership. And she came in there and she said, you heard her, it's just not going to happen anymore. We've got to go to a break. But we come back from this break, we're going to talk about what God said in a prophetic encounter about injustices. We're seeing it happen right here. It's more we're going to talk about because he's shown me very specifically how he knows the times in your life where major injustices are taking place and you're thinking that everybody's forgot it doesn't even exist. God knows every detail of what took place. And so he is a just God. It should drive you to the cross when you hear that. It's like, oh my goodness. But listen, first we have this offer for you. Are you waiting on the Lord? Are you waiting? Say, God, you said this thing's going to come to pass in my life. Well, we have this. It's going to help you out. It's called Waiting on the Lord. We're going to give it to you. Here's the details.
Offer 2041, Waiting on the Lord, Understanding Your Journey to Your Destiny in God. When God lets you in on His plans, relax and enjoy the ride. This message will bring you personal insight and wisdom along with a heavenly perspective of your life and God's plans. Joseph was a young man when God shared with him his plans, but there was a journey that he had to go on to arrive at God's amazing plans. That journey is what we all must go on, which is referred to as waiting on the Lord. Many people see waiting on the Lord as sitting there and waiting for God to force his plans into their life, and they're always being disappointed because that's not how God works in our life. The Lord has great plans for each of us, and He knows that we need to be prepared for those plans. It's on that journey that we learn to wait for His plans to manifest in our lives. Maybe you've been given a dream or a prophetic word from the Lord that declares great things, but you presently see no signs of that word in your life. If so, this message is just for you. For those who have become impatient or who have given up because of what has happened in their life, thinking that God's promise is never going to take place in their life, if so, this is for you. Everyone who watches this message will be encouraged, as all who heard it the day it was taught were also encouraged. We want to send you this offer for a free gift of any amount. Or you can become a partner by going to bfntv.com and clicking on Partner Now. You can also write to us at 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida 32534. Or call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2041, Waiting on the Lord, Understanding Your Journey to Your Destiny in God.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Do you believe in total honesty between a husband and wife? I'm not sure I do. There's no doubt that couples that communicate feelings openly have a better chance of succeeding in marriage. But even a good idea can be taken to extremes where the net effect becomes harmful. For example, it's honest for a man to tell his wife that he hates her cellulite, or her varicose veins, or the way she cooks. It's honest for a woman to dump her anger on her husband, constantly berating him for his shortcomings and his failures. It's honest for her to say that she's bothered by his receding hairline or his expanding waistline. But honesty that does not have the best interest of the other person at heart is really a cruel form of selfishness. There are some things better left unsaid, especially when the other person can't help the characteristic being criticized. Some couples, in their determination to share every thought and opinion, systematically destroy the sweet aroma of romance that once drew them together. No longer is there any sense of mystique in the relationship. They've unraveled that allure that made them love one another in the first place. Now, I'm not suggesting that you become deceitful with your husband or wife. I am recommending, however, that you let your anger and frustration cool down just a bit before you pour it on an unsuspecting partner in the name of honesty.
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
I remember trying to teach the doctrine of the Trinity to one of our children, struggling with it, that God is one in one sense and three in another sense. And as we were struggling to explain it, she paused for a moment and says, "Just a minute, Daddy. If God can listen to somebody in Africa, America, India, and China praying at the same time, and if God can raise somebody from the dead, being one in one sense and three in another sense, couldn't be very difficult for him." Isn't that what A.W. Tozer said? Give me Genesis 1:1. And the rest of the Bible is no problem for me. Billy Graham said, "I have no problem believing Jonah swallowed by the whale. I would have even believed it if Jonah had swallowed the whale." Billy Graham is not being a fool. He's only saying in the world of God, the miraculous is normative.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
Welcome back to VFN TV. Your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I mean, have you ever seen, I'm sure you have, you know, injustices that have taken place, and you're like...
Just a couple.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you were just talking about one particular company that you're... I was talking to this particular big conglomerate.
Oh, major company.
And they were explaining to me that I didn't own anything that I had with them. They actually own the company, a digital type
digital
company.
Digital. Ah.
Yeah, and you're thinking when you buy these digital books and you buy that you pay money for the product that you own it.
Yeah.
And they tell you that you don't own it. If you say, "Well, I'm out of here," they go, "Okay, well, leave all
Thank
our
you.
Stuff."
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's amazing. So anyway, injustices that are taking place, and after a while, you just think it's not going to be, you just let it go.
It's not going to be made right.
And sometimes there is. I mean, God's, you know, those are meant to humble us, you know,
sure.
type things. But there's a time that God deals with, and this is what he showed me, literally in a night vision. The Lord took me and showed me today, you know, where we are today, and the Lord sees what you're doing. He sees that, you know, you're humbling yourself and you're doing the best you know to do what's right before him, and you're abiding with him, you know, and you're following him. He sees that. And he responds to that, you know, in a way that he will go back and begin to visit injustices that happen in your life. And it's like, this is pretty powerful. So he's taken me, showed me these things, and he showed me literally almost like a mouse and an arrow type thing, and it had like these little small boxes that you think are insignificant in the past. And he started clicking on these, and as soon as he clicked on them, the entire three-dimensional, you know, four-dimensional scenery of everything that happened. He knew everything, and all these things, I mean, every one of them, it just basically takes you there, like virtual reality, I guess you would say,
wow.
Back to that particular incident. And so you think, wow, that's amazing. And then the Lord showed me that he's going to bring justice to those situations. I mean, just think about it. Things that you've given up on, people stolen from you, people taking advantage of you. You know, the Lord tells us if somebody, you know, takes one thing from you, give them two. I mean, but it doesn't say that he's not going to bring justice on that person. Mm. He just tells us to give them a glass of water and he'll handle it. And so a lot of things have been stolen from a lot of people. And a lot of injustices have taken place, and God's going to deal with it. I mean, he specifically told me that the state of evil is going to come down and the seed of the righteous is going to rise. This is what he's doing. And when I first had to deliver those words, it was real difficult because it sure didn't look like it, but we're seeing that take place. And so, John, all of a sudden, the Lord has me in this courtroom. And in this courtroom, the judge is about to render verdicts. And it was so cool because it sounds like something Pat would say. But the people were outside.
This is a dream.
Yeah, it's a vision-type dream. You know, we're there walking around in it. And so, you know, the people that were going to get the justice were outside the courtroom. And it was proceedings were going on in the courtroom. So you almost could say it was the heavenly courtroom that's going on. But I told them, you know, I said, listen, don't you want to be there when justice is done? Don't you want to be there and go, kaboom? I love that. That was awesome, something Pat would say. I wouldn't say that. Anyway, it was so exciting, you know, to be able to know that in this season that we're going to, listen, you know, no season's forever. But when you're in the season, there's a season for everything. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Don't be miserable because you're thinking about a past season or you're fearing a future season.
That's
if
right.
You're in a season of provision and justice and breakthrough, I mean, that's where we're at. Some people, you know, think that if it's not a breakthrough for the rest of my life, it's not a breakthrough. It don't happen like that. There's seasons, and this is a season of breakthrough. And so the Lord showed me, John, very specifically, where this one particular attorney was coming in this next phase of what God's showing me. And he was telling us that justice is going to come. And after a while, you're kind of like, you know, right, okay, fine. Nobody believed him. And he's just so excited. He's going like, justice is coming. You know, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. We're going to get in here. The court justice is going to rule. We're going to present this case. And it's going to be done. And nobody in America believed that justice is going to happen. They just gave up on it. And right now, that's probably you right now. You're thinking like, you know, just let that go. And it's like, you know, God's not a just God. God is such a just God. So that he could save us, he gave his son, and as Jesus, his son, went willingly to the cross so the justice of God could be served on him and not us, so that if we make him the Lord of our life, we could be with him. But justice had to be served. That's how just he is. And so we forgot that, you know, in this vision that God's showing me. And so, I'm with him going like, okay, it wasn't happy, it wasn't sad, like just more stuff. You know, and so as soon as this man, you know, the jury set up, the judge is set up there, and they're getting ready to, the evil is on trial, and the attorney looks back at us and tells us one more time, he's all hyped up and stuff, and we're like, whatever, yeah. And then finally he turns, as soon as he turns his head, John, I mean, he just turns his head, and the gavel of the judge, he didn't even present his case, the gavel comes down, bam! As soon as that gavel came down, guess this, the entire courtroom began to rain gold. Not gold dust, not gold nuggets,
gold.
But like shavings of gold. And it was so thick you couldn't even see across the courtroom. So God was showing me that he's going to deal with injustices. And when he deals with them, the evil one that stole from you, he's going to have to pay back everything he's stolen from
Come
you.
On.
That's what he says in his word. And he's just. And it was so thick, the gold was so thick, John, you couldn't even see across the courtroom. And the attorney turns around in the midst of all this gold, he goes, see, I told you, right?
Wow.
And I was like, oh my goodness.
The advocate, huh?
Yeah.
I told you.
I told you so. And I know that John and I had a chance to go to a Christian concert, and we were there, and it was kind of hard to explain that gold, what it looked like when it was coming down. And at the end of the Christian concert, they fired this cannon thing off, and it had shavings of gold.
Lot of it.
And the whole, I'm like, this is it. And the whole place was raining gold. I mean, every bit of it was raining gold. So it's so powerful. So I want to encourage you. God is a just God. He's so just, you should repent from your sins now. He's so just. If you haven't made him the Lord of your life, you need to make him the Lord of your life. But then the justice of God is served on his son and not you. It's already been served. So
That's right.
You got justice coming. And get on the right side of justice and find out what God is going to do. He's merciful, he's kind, and great provision. Who would have ever thought when they finally dealt with the evil one that nobody thought was going to be dealt with, when they finally dealt with him, which is great, that he's going to be dealt with, at the same time you find out he stole all your stuff and it starts falling out of the skies and back in your hands again. Provision. Listen, when we get back from this break, we're going to show you how businesses are going into the communities and make an impact. VFN Kingdom Business. You know, even Jesus said, I got to be about my Father's business. You're going to find a barber it's exciting. You want to be a part of it and find out what you can do with your business to make an impact in your community. Join us after the break.
This is VFN. VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
When the earthquake started, they were worried because they couldn't get to the kids, so the kids were screaming, crying. Finally, when their grandmother got to them, they were very preoccupied. And what they were telling us is that they lost their homes, all of their food, all of their things. They don't have any place to sleep because they are sleeping on tents. But they are so grateful because they say that nobody ever remembers them and that they are so grateful that we are here to help them because now they have a place to sleep.
Far into the epicenter. This is the Pueblo region, and we've been going from village to village, town to town, and seeing scenes of utter devastation. It's about 11 o'clock at night. We've come here, we've talked to the local town leader, and they've told us they need a lot of help, and it's evident that they do. Everywhere we look, there are houses down, houses condemned, and their families sleeping out in the elements. It's just been raining. We found this family with small children that are sleeping out in the rain. They need support, and that's why Operation Blessing's here, providing tents. We have hundreds of tents in a truck we bought to this community. We're distributing tents all throughout this town and many more like it, places where homes are destroyed and people really need our help. We're here for them because of your support, and we thank you so much. Please continue to support Operation Blessing in this critical time for Mexico. Thank you.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, we're so excited. We have so much to be able to tell you. We're going to have to talk to you about VFN Kingdom Business in our next program. So make sure you join us, because we're going to be talking about, you know, what businesses are doing impacting their communities. But first, we want to tell you about 5,000 women of God showing up powerfully. Tell us about that, John.
Well, Women's Aglow International just got together, I believe in Virginia, 5,000 women celebrating power and majesty. They got together, and Chuck Pierce was one of their speakers. Uh-huh. And you know this...
5,000 women.
And 50 years of ministry of gathering these ladies and empowering them. Okay. But 5,000 gathering. Chuck Pierce is one of the speakers invited.
There's Chuck. I love Chuck. Oh, my goodness. He's in Corinth, Texas.
Yes, he is.
Zion Ministries, right?
Yep.
Zion Ministries out of Corinth, Texas.
Yes.
Okay.
And so the Hebrew calendar 5778 is the year of the door.
Which just happened.
Just happened.
It was 5777, which is the year of the sword. So this is the year of the open door, right?
The year of the open door. But Chuck prophesied and said this is the year of Ruth. And this year, women will occupy. And this year, women will gain their inheritance. And so this was awesome. Very encouraging. I mean,
you want Ruth to rise up. I mean, my goodness.
This is the time. I mean, after, you remember, President Trump was inaugurated, I believe that same day or the day after, all these just women started going to Washington, D.C., and they were just... was hatred,
the
really.
Antithesis.
I mean, the antithesis
it was
of what
some
was
women,
on.
It was a small amount of women, but they had cameras on them.
Oh.
And there's a lot of vulgarity and things that were going on.
And you would think by looking at that, this is indicative of what every woman in America feels like, and
not
it's
so.
Not.
I mean, look, 5,000 women even right here. And I think about I think about Sister Brenda Kilpatrick. She used to be a Brownsville Assembly of God. Of course, she's with her husband in Church of Its Presence.
Yes.
She's a prophetess. And she had Arise, Deborah, Arise,
yes.
You know, with early on had been planting a seed. And I really believe that this, what we're about to talk about, is coming from where she had planted that seed and has been faithful to it. Because the call, they're literally having prepare like Esther and arise like Deborah. So you have Ruth, you have Esther, and you have Deborah, which is, you know, what, you know, I even think about Rhonda Wilson, you know, that's part of the VFN Dream Center.
Yeah.
That's her heart, you know, a Deborah Ministries. And so it's just powerful to see what's going on. Well, look, it's taking place right now. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be in October, but take a look.
I believe the collective cry of a million mothers around the world is going to birth a movement that is greater than anything we have ever seen.
Believe that there's a march of Deborah coming forth. That's the march of righteousness and purity, and it's fearless.
We have been prepared for the last years for such a time as now. And the heart, why me? Why do I believe in this? It's because we do have to stand up for this generation.
We can rise above what our culture is telling us a woman has to be in this hour.
This is our time. This is our hour. And there may never be a time like this.
This is the time for the women and girls of America and around the world to wake up and rise up.
So we're calling an army of young generation Esthers and Deborahs to rise right now.
That they can stand in who they are and have the foundation of knowing God.
You don't have to settle for a generation in our nation being destroyed by deception.
It's time for the woman to step out of the shadows of insecurity and fears and shame.
Be who God created you to be and set your world on fire.
It's time for the women preachers to arise. It's time for the women voices to arise. It's time for the real thing. It's time for the outpouring of Acts chapter 2. It's why I believe in this call to women to rise up as mothers of a nation, mothers in your family.
And if you'll come, and if you'll cry together, God is gonna birth it.
I am Deborah.
I am Deborah.
I am Esther.
I am Esther.
I am Deborah.
I am Esther.
For my sons and daughters.
For my sons and daughters.
Sons and daughters.
I will rise up.
I will rise up.
I will rise up.
I will rise up.
For my sons and daughters.
Beginning today and on October 9th, we will rise up.
Is that not awesome? I want to encourage
you. October the 9th.
You know, half of us are women and half of us are men. If the women aren't moving in the call of God, only half of us are moving.
That's right.
You know, and we need everybody to rise up during this day. And I remember teaching a message just recently at the VFN Dream Center about a particular lady that was in her home, and Israel was being under great assault and things that were going on, and it looked like the enemy was coming in to totally destroy, and they really were, but they didn't realize God was gathering them together to destroy them. But literally, one lady in her home who knows how to fix dinner took out the enemy. It was amazing how she did that. Of course, that's the natural sense, but now in the spiritual sense, you know, one prayer warrior who's praying and calling down heaven and praying for your children and praying for your president and praying for our government and praying over these seven mountains and praying for us and what's going on, taking over the media mountain, the education mountain. We think about Betsy DeVos. Betsy DeVos is an amazing gift from God going into the schools to flip over where the schools have been turned over to a system that was going to take your kids from you. As a matter of fact, we have a whole generation that's been trained up in such a way that they don't honor you. They don't respect you. Well, that was the school system that did that. Well, Betsy DeVos and our president is going in and saying, this is going to change. But we got to stand with them. You know, the whole school system, you know, we're sending out tax dollars to the different schools. And they're barricading and blocking our own Secretary of Education, not letting her come in. And by the way, she flew her own plane to that particular destination to be able to help our kids get an education. They want every kid to get their education. So women play a huge role that's going on. And I'm excited about this, what's going on. I'm excited about what's taking place. And that, you know, God is causing people to rise. And I think about one of our most excited videos on our YouTube channel is Priscilla. You know, she's a son, our daughter of
Tony Evans. Tony Evans. Pastor Tony Evans.
Yeah. She's got a married name now, I believe her last name is. But she stood up and she boldly declared, you know, that who God is, and everybody loves that. But there's some people that criticized her for being the lady talking about Jesus.
Yeah, and she was the woman, she was the actress in the movie
War Room.
War Room.
Yeah, it's a very good movie. You got to see that. But, you know, we want to support the women who stand up for God. We want to support the men. Supporting a woman does not mean you're not supporting the man. And supporting the man does not mean you're supporting the woman. But you should support everybody. And I have, you know, Chuck Charles Simpson, an awesome man of God, apostle. You know, he said that, he says, if a dog comes into town preaching Jesus, throw him a bone. Hmm. I mean, if you have a woman of God or a man of God that's preaching the word of God, we should be so supportive of what's going on. Even Jesus said to the disciples when they started picking and choosing should we let that person minister? And Jesus said, if they're not against us, they're for us. Leave them alone.
Leave them alone.
And it's like, you know, this is awesome what's taking place, and we're totally supportive of that. I want to be able to pray for you right now. Maybe you're a lady that's saying, you know, I'm ready to move on my call. I encourage everybody, men and women both, to get rightly related to the body of Christ. Get in that position and begin to minister like you never did before. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for Yusef. We pray protection over him, that you would send an angel to protect him, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for these women raising up. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Brenda Kilpatrick, who stood up and said in the early days to plant this seed, and those that have even gone before her, Father God. And we pray, Lord God, for that you would end, I mean, of all the things, these women rising up, that you would end abortion in this country, that you would send revival, that you would send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You need to know in whom you believe. You need to know God. It's not enough to know about him, to know of him, but you have to walk with Jesus. You have to have an intimate relationship, because we're entering a season that's going to be some of the worst of times, but at the same time is going to be some of the best of times. And you're going to need to know God. You're not going to be able to, as maybe you've heard said, play church, if you will, as if you could. You're going to need to know him. And so we want to encourage you now. This is the best day. Today is the day of salvation. And we want to encourage you that if you are a believer, begin an abiding relationship with the Lord. What is that? That's when you spend time with God, you read his word, and you allow his word to penetrate your heart. And when it does that, it transforms your life. You walk together with God. You walk united with him. We have a simple plan for you, and you can get it. It doesn't cost you a thing, at iabide.org. Go there today. Go there today and sign up for this free plan. And it's kind of a roadmap to help you on a day-to-day basis begin to start setting, you know, that time with God as a priority. And as you do that, it's amazing what God will reveal to you, what he will show you. I mean, children are abiding. And that God's saying some of the most amazing things to them, and they're writing it down. So you just don't want to miss it.